this might not be exactly on the trajectory of like where my future is headed, but that doesn't really matter because it's still going to be a key part of my life,
right. Mm-hmm.
Because yes. I'm making a difference and that's going to impact my future.
Yeah. Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, anywhere on the internet, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial 102.9. Here today, it's a happy Tuesday. We're at the Franklin High School Ceramics Room with Brenna Johnson again to talk about empty bowls. Brenna, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thanks, Steve.
Excellent. And we have some empty bowlers? Is that the term you use? I mean, your students, your artists.
Yes.
What is the proper term to refer to?
Yeah, empty bowlers, e-beers.
E-beers, okay.
Yeah.
Well, mostly. I like e-beers.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. As long as they're called with respect.
Yes.
That's really
yes.
what matters.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So we've got another event. This is, I'm almost losing track of numbers, but I shouldn't because we do this almost every year.
Yeah.
But and what number is this?
We're at, this is year 9
for
my leadership under
right.
Empty Bowls. Empty
right.
Bowls has a long history in Franklin,
yes.
and so
yes.
there's been other multiple teachers connected that started this project previous to my joining Franklin High School just about 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I predated, we talked before, but for the benefit of the other ladies, my daughters in 2000, graduated in 2004, 2006, had participated in one of those earlier iterations, so I've got bowls going back that far as well, so.
Yeah, it's one of the longest standing clubs in the high school. It was one of the first clubs when the Franklin Education Foundation was founded that received funding from that granting institution in town. So Empty Bowls has, you know, a really wonderful history, and it's taken different iterations over the years depending on the teachers that have been running it. And when I first started at Franklin, I wasn't ready to jump into running a club, so I kind of participated in art club for a few years and helped mm-hmm. run the Franklin Arts Art Academy under Jane Hogan's leadership, and then I was eventually ready to jump into club world.
And really get busy.
From the beginning, you know, Jane Hogan was like, start small, and I was like, let's just go for it. And it's continued to grow, but also stay the same as well. The heart of the work is the same.
Right.
So.
Right. And you're busy, and we can get into the different schedules. If I recall, it's at least from the socials, it seems like you have a similar schedule where you've got certain classes, certain weeks, certain projects, certain themes, and then it all comes together for the big event.
Yeah, over the years, as the club has gotten bigger, we've had to break it up into groups. And then maybe like 2 to 3 years ago, we got a little smarter as well in terms of like having a theme for each meeting to help mm-hmm. students. Because it's hard to just walk in and like just start making. And so,
makeable.
Yeah. And so like it's helped some students to have a theme for each meeting. You know, it's sometimes it's very straightforward. Valentine's Day,
right.
you know, around the holidays. You know, we have a lot of, like, snowmen, like, you know, bowls and mm-hmm. lots of hearts and then, like, some spooky things, you know. And so, like, I think that's helped students kind of get into the making quicker for those that need some help getting into the making process because we only meet once a week for, like, 50 minutes.
Right.
So even though the school year seems really long, we have a lot to do in a short period of time when you're meeting only once a week.
Yes.
And then we have a lot of Monday holidays.
Oh, coincidentally, yeah. that's where a lot of holidays are. Yeah.
So that cuts into our making time as well.
At least 4 or 5 that I can think of offhand. So yeah,
yeah.
That's a bunch.
Yeah.
And then there are the holidays that move around that happen to fall on a Monday, which is always fun as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So why don't you introduce yourself and just tell a little bit more about your role and what brings you into Empty Bowls.
Yeah, so my name is Kira. I'm a senior here. I run the Facebook for Empty Bowls, so I'm one of our, how many social media managers do we have? Like three?
Three.
One of the three social media managers. My first exposure to this club was actually through my sister, who I think also did it since her freshman or sophomore year, and so My heritage has been in this club for now 8 years.
8 years.
You said you've been here for 9 years?
11.
11. Oh, I'm
yeah.
just, oh. You said club for 9 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Something was 9 years. so that's actually kind of cool. But yeah, I was the community relations manager last year.
Okay.
So that was just kind of helping people get along, like introduce themselves to each other, make friends like in the club.
So could be community a within the EB or Empty Bowls community of students.
Mm-hmm. Correct. But not just the community of students, since we like to have a lot of like community outreach where we can.
And you've got a couple of events specifically for that.
Oh yeah, such as the one we have coming up. And we also have open studio days where families of students here, or families in general, I think, right?
Yeah,
in Franklin can come make a bowl.
It's a hot ticket. They tend to fill up quick.
Oh, yeah. Very hot ticket. It's lots of fun. Did the glazing already happen for that?
It'll happen on Tuesday.
I was going to say, next Tuesday, they're going to come in and glaze the bowls they made, which is really exciting.
Yes, definitely.
Which Tuesday is that? I'll pull that up on the calendar so we can say it.
30th. April 30th.
April 30th.
Yeah, April 30th. We're having the open glaze night for anyone who either came before or wants to sign up. What time is it from again?
I think it's around from like... I don't know. I think it was 5 to 7.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And so you've had a family legacy. Have you worked in like any particular creative pieces in terms of any particular bowls or?
I know last year, me and Allie, who's here, not yet introduced, but soon to be. We'll get to her. We made a auction piece last year that was a pitcher, so like a little water pitcher, which is. It was really cool. It was like, that was like probably my biggest Empty Bowls investment for sure. But I participate in the arts program here for both theater, and I'm also in the studio art program.
Okay.
I'm not a ceramicist, but I do try.
You try.
I've made a couple little like leaf bowls. Mm-hmm.
But you
stuff
were
like that.
You were integral in helping make the Jeff Roy project.
Yes, that so. This is the yeah, second year I've done the Jeff
that.
Roy project.
Yeah. Yes.
If you
Which
see
is cooking right now.
Oh yeah. If you see any little tiny sculpting on there, anything little or like little minute details, that's me. That's what
you.
I do.
You added the details.
Yes, I did. I added all the like the big dome that's going to be in the middle. There's like little structures on top with the pine cone because it's supposed to represent the state house.
Correct.
That was me. I carved that.
Yes.
Took a while.
Yes. And earlier this month, I had an opportunity to be in the room that's underneath the dome.
Mm. Ah,
it was
cool.
A citizens' legislative seminar that I heard about, applied to, got selected for. So
very cool. Yeah,
2 days learning. From the Senate. So the Mass Senate conducted the class over 2 days, and we learned the legislative process to a certain extent. In my reporting role, I've kind of learned a lot of it, and it's cemented. It really tied off the entire process. But being in that room underneath the dome.
Yeah.
Another story for another time, because we're talking Empty Bowls here, but there was a connection.
There's a connection. There's always connections.
Yes. So, Allie. Since we teased that you're here.
So I'm Allie. I'm the Empty Bowls president. I've been in the club since freshman year. I took ceramics one freshman year, so that's how I learned about Empty Bowls. And I immediately knew I wanted to join since I just love ceramics so much. And since freshman year, I've tried to be very involved, and I think I have been pretty successful in being involved.
Okay, Ms. President.
No, but then... sophomore year, I made my first silent auction piece. It was a big bowl that I did a bubble glazing technique on the inside, and I really liked how that came out. And then junior year, I made the pitcher with Kira, you.
Yeah.
And then this year, I've just been very busy helping run the club and make slides for everything and just go over everything with Miss Johnson. So I'm trying to make a silent auction piece, but I'm not sure if that will end up happening, but I'm still trying.
Well, there's a saying that, you know, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. So it sounds like you've got that busyness, and you probably will get it done in your time. You know, it just works that way.
Yeah. I think after the AP ceramics exam is over, I'll have more time
There are priorities, clearly.
Yeah.
You need to set your priorities.
I'll hopefully get it done.
Yes. And our other voice, we haven't added you in yet, although you've chimed in. So
I talk a lot.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's okay. My name is Bridget. I am also a senior here at Franklin, and I'm the secretary for Empty Bowls this year. And actually, I don't know if you know this. I tried to join freshman year, and I went to the wrong classroom to pick stuff up.
Uh-oh.
So I ended up going to Miss LaPlante's room and grabbed a random bag that said Bridget on it. Whoops.
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 But I've been in and out of Miss Johnson's classroom since sophomore year. I took ceramics one sophomore year, two and three junior, and then I'm in AP 3D this year. And then I also have an independent study with Miss Johnson.
So you're definitely into ceramics.
I am in this classroom at least once a day. The way my schedule falls, there's not a day that I'm not in this classroom. Mm-hmm.
So do you have withdrawal symptoms on the weekend?
Yes.
Not enough dirt in your hands or whatever?
Yeah. I get bored.
I miss the fires of the kiln.
Yeah. So junior year, I made a silent auction piece, which my mom actually gave me the idea for. She found it on Facebook, and it was a bowl completely made out of tiny little spirals.
Oh my god, I remember that.
So that's what I did. I took a bowl, like a regular plastic bowl, put some saran wrap around it, and then made tiny little spirals all over the bowl.
Wow.
And then it fell apart.
Uh-oh.
So then I remade it. Then I remade it, and I made sure everything was stuck together very well. And that ended up actually being bought by my mother because she liked it so much.
Hey, you know?
And then this year I'm making another silent auction piece that is actually four in one. It was supposed to be a Japanese tea set with a teapot as well, but due to having far too many pieces in AP, averaging I think I'm on 7 or 8. So that's taken up a lot of time. The teapot will not be completed, but I have 4 Japanese tea bowls.
Very fun. There's, I'm sure you've accumulated along the way some of the stories about the Japanese tea ceremonies.
Those are
so cool.
We were fortunate once upon a time back in my younger days in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. We had a 3-tenement, and for a period of about 6 years, 2 years at a time, we had a Japanese doctor because it was a neighboring hospital.
That's so nice. The family
would come in, and obviously we'd learn in different process, procedures, some of their customs, and the tea ceremony they did a couple of times. And it's fascinating,
stunning
experience.
It's such a surreal experience. I wish one day I could go to Japan and actually see it for myself.
My mom has been to Japan a couple times for like work and stuff, and something she talks about all the time is how much she loves like the art culture of Japan, especially like the pottery and stuff. Like I think there's a whole section for it in the MFA maybe. Very cool.
Clay
love
in general has come, correct me if I'm wrong, was primarily in Japan and China and Asian countries when it first started.
Yeah, I mean, it's born in all those parts of the world.
Because everybody's clay found everywhere. More connection to the world.
Along the riverbeds, people needed to go to the river for water. And oh, by the way, there's stuff here. Maybe we can do stuff with it.
Maybe we can build something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And the connection, if I may, because as well the, I think I'd mentioned and last year I had written a poem. I haven't got into clay at some point. Maybe I will.
Next year.
But on the artistic side.
We're here for you.
If the offer is, I will take it for sure. But I had initially done what I called shirku. So people have heard of haiku, which is kind of the three lines, et cetera.
5-7-5
I customized it to make it shirku, Sherlock's haiku. But then that was just too short, and I was finding my voice, I needed to be a little more expansive. So this is more of a two-part, it's similar to a ghazal, which also comes out of the Middle East, kind of the Rumi and swirling dervish. They're kind of song formats. I'm not a singer, so I'm not going to pretend that this has a rhythm and a rhyme to it, but I think the message is something you'd share, and hopefully I'll appreciate the feedback on that as well. The other piece that, and I mentioned it in here a little bit, but it was a reading along the way that I had done where it turns out that some indigenous cultures don't have the word please as part of their vocabulary.
Interesting.
Because it, you don't have to ask. You don't have to say please. The community is such that you need
you
something,
share it.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. So it'll play a role here, so other than in the title. Please should not be needed. Part one. In the search for happiness, is it enough to have stuff in your bowl or to help those with empty bowls? Many streets pass over culverts where we have no clue they actually run underneath. Yet that water is critical to our lives, with or without an empty bowl. While Franklin is considered an idyllic community, it is not immune to food insecurity. Almost 10% of our neighbors regularly face an empty bowl. If all you have is a hammer, there should be only a few circumstances where that hammer can positively help someone with an empty bowl. The New Building campaign was not just about the building. It was about how the pantry would be able to use the space the building provides to help those with empty bowls. Our neighbors' stories are many, varied, and deeply personal. We need to be respectful when helping someone with an empty bowl. Part two. The UN has an internet vocabulary game that for every correct answer, they help provide grains of rice to someone with an empty bowl. Franklin High School students have worked diligently crafting ceramic bowls in various shapes, colors, designs as a reminder of those with empty bowls. The student-led empty bowl dinner gets folks together for soup and conversation to help create the awareness of those with empty bowls. The ceramics crafted for the silent auction are truly works of art, some practical, some glorious, all reminding us to help those with an empty bowl. Some indigenous languages have no equivalent for please. Food was meant to be shared. It was a cultural given that one was treated respectfully when one had an empty bowl. Recovering from this pandemic will take us time. Many folks will have been shocked to find out how close they were to facing an empty bowl. In reeling from the shock, the hope is that people will recognize how easy it is that they too can help someone with an empty bowl. For Brett Johnson and the Empty Bowls Club.
That's really nice.
That was beautiful. Thank
that
you.
Was. Thank you.
Yes.
The words are the combination to go along with the artistic work that you're really creating as well. So,
yeah, I mean, I think there's really good connections in, you know, what you wrote and just like, you know, at the heart of what Empty Bowls is about. I mean, there's so many different Empty Bowls initiatives around the country and
sure.
the world for that
yeah.
matter. But at the heart of the work, it's about helping our neighbors, helping our communities. And it just, I think we can all gather around the idea that, you know, people shouldn't be food insecure. We have so much wealth and so much excess in this country,
right.
and so much just gets thrown out that,
even
you know,
this town.
Even in this town, I mean, even in like, you know,
yep.
food stores, expiration dates on
sure.
food, like things
yeah.
just gets lost and thrown away. And so the empty bowls, all of these different kinds of initiatives help us, you know, help us remind us that that need is there
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, we can do very simple things to make a difference. And that's the beauty of the Empty Bowls Club. It's one of the strongest clubs in the high school where we're really making a difference in the community. The fact that we can raise whatever amount it is from year to year mm-hmm. and give it directly to the Franklin Food Pantry.
Right.
So they can do their good work, you
mm-hmm.
know, and help folks in need. And folks in this building have used, students and faculty have used their services.
Sure.
It's just amazing. It's
yeah.
just amazing. And just, I love the fact that we're doing it through clay and glaze, right? We're using art as a facilitator to make change in this community. And you know, there's multiple tiers to this work, but, you know, that's like the first step. And then the second step is like the educational component. you know, letting Franklin know, Franklin citizens, Franklin students, that this resource is here in the community.
It's available.
A lot of it, you know, a lot of the work that Empty Bowls has done is an awareness component.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then the third piece is just, you know, teaching young people that they can make a difference,
yes.
you know, and that hopefully follows them, and then if they become parents and have kids and they can advocate for art and these different initiatives, that's something that hopefully, you know, maybe for a small group of the members that follows them. And mm-hmm. so I think what you wrote really encapsulates all the different pieces of Empty Bowls, and the fact that the mission is, like, my favorite day of the year is the Empty Bowls, you know, fundraiser.
Oh, yeah.
Where we
the
all kind of, the dinner, where we all come together and we're having a simple meal of soup and bread and just celebrating, you know, the pantry, the club, and all the work we've done together to have that moment. It's just, mm-hmm. it's just
coming
amazing.
Coming together
it's
as a really, big family.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
a really
you really
great
start
day.
To realize, oh my God, I actually kind of care about these people.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, it really gives you an appreciation for what you have as well, especially in my perspective. This club has opened my eyes in so many different ways, mm-hmm. because I've been so fortunate to never have to wonder, where is my next meal coming
right.
from? Will I even get a next meal?
Right.
And
I agree.
I'm so thankful that I haven't had to face that, but it's opened my eyes to those who have,
mm-hmm.
and how we can support them. And the fundraiser itself also isn't just for people who go to the food pantry. It's for the entire community.
Absolutely.
It's really to bring people together.
Right.
And it's such an amazing night.
Yeah.
It really is.
One of my internet buddies who has expired, but her memory lives in this saying that she gave to me that I continue to use. We're only a stranger once.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we start talking, you start realizing, oh, you did that? I did that. You did this? I did that. So-and-so mm-hmm. did that. That community, that connection happens mm-hmm. once you start talking. And going back to even the simple, the clay and the process, the soup and the bread, bringing the simple dinner together, and conversations happen.
Yeah, and the yeah. fact that all that's donated, you know, like, what's really great about Empty Bowls is that we have a certain role, and then the Franklin Food Pantry, Jen Johnson's been my partner in crime
mm-hmm.
this year,
Jen.
And she's been helping kind of, you know, they take on a lot of the administrative work,
sure.
they help
yeah.
with the tickets, website, promotion, PR,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, gather, you know, because that's their forte is, you know, working within the food resources of Franklin, and
yep.
they get the donations of soup and bread, and
yep.
so mm-hmm. it's just a great partnership in bringing these different entities together to make this community meal happen,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just such a celebration that night of just
it really is.
All of different people have helped us get to this moment. Just to make 300 bowls in this classroom and get that through the kiln, with like a full play program happening is bonkers.
Two weeks left and how many bowls left?
Yeah. Like what happened in this classroom yesterday, it was crazy. We had everyone in this classroom and there were people like falling over each other and I just wasn't making eye contact with anyone. We had way too many people in the classroom.
Bowls on all the shelves right
it's
now.
Crazy. Yep.
Trying to find which glaze is the empty bowls glaze.
Yeah. Seeing if this glaze is already out and about.
Yeah.
Can I borrow that lid?
Do you have the metallic green? Do you have the gunmetal? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. But like all of that energy, you know, is that brings us to the fundraiser, and it's just, you know, again, a celebration of all of that. And it's
mm-hmm.
just amazing.
It really is.
Empty Bowls, I think, is really the best of us because it's really just trying to help people and create help the pantry help people.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Helping.
Yep. Yeah. And it just kind of keeps it pays itself forward.
It does.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's phenomenal.
It's a very selfless club.
It is. Mm-hmm. I know, like, one of my favorite parts about being a part of this club is that I really do feel like I'm making a difference. Like, and that's. I know we were just talking about that, how you can show young people that they can make a difference, even in this like the smallest of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Making
right.
like one bowl in this club contributes to an entire event,
sure.
like that can bring people together. A whole sea of bowls. Like, it's just
yep.
so cool to know that, like, and moving to know that I'm able to help out my community through something I love, like art and creativity. Because when you think of fundraising, the first thing you usually think of wouldn't be, oh, let's make a clay bowl. But then, like, with this club and, like, having this in place, I can think, let's make a metric massive load of bowls and then bring them to a fundraiser, sell some silent auction pieces, sell tickets, have a dinner, have everyone come together and make these students feel, and not just feel, but like they really are making a difference in this community.
Right.
And being able to help their peers, even if they don't know who their peers are. Because like as you said, you're only a stranger once.
Right.
And even if you're still a stranger, you can still help people. Because it doesn't matter whether or not you know them. It matters that they need your help. And like you said, they shouldn't have to say please for a basic necessity such as food. Because in Franklin, like, actually in the world, in this country, everywhere, people should be able to eat. And that's the idea behind empty bowls, that people shouldn't be having empty bowls. We want to fill those bowls with, like, not only nutritional value, but also, like, joy and community and, like, togetherness. Also, because, like, meals are so important for togetherness. If you share a meal with people, it really, really brings people together. Absolutely. There's a lot of literary stuff on that, actually. It's used in books very often.
Not just literary, but, you know, scientific studies have shown that a family that stays together for a family meal is generally going to be more successful. However you define success, it will be more successful.
The other thing that I think sets this club apart from others is I've been in sports for 10 years. So since I was 7 or 8 years old, I've been in town sports, competitive sports, all of the above.
Busy girl.
Yes, very.
Same.
And one of the things that I always did growing up was fundraising. Stand outside Dunkin' Donuts with a little can asking for spare change. Where you're kind of just sitting there, like, I've had coaches say, don't look too, like, needy, but also don't look like your can is full. You want people to feel sorry for you. Coming into this club and realizing we can do fundraising in a way that's good and that betters the community is a complete 180 from what I grew up with. And I think it's such an amazing thing to be able to have a dinner and bring a community together and sit with people you've never met before and just create conversation with them and still raise money. And for a good cause, too.
And for a very good cause.
I feel a little bad sometimes with the people at my table just because I... Really, I'm not that quiet. I don't.
A lot of us are.
We haven't noticed.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good.
I think another thing that sets empty bowls apart is the people that come and join it, and also the people that come to the event,
because
it's a very big event, which is awesome. But the people that join it, I've been in other things too, and I just think the people in empty bowls, most of them, if not all, really do want to be here and do want to make a difference in the community and help anyone that they can with being in the club and doing everything that they possibly could.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to, and you probably know, as an artist yourself, that physical aspect of getting your hands literally dirty in the clay
and all
the other stuff.
It's great. Until it dries.
But now you're sharing that energy, that excitement with the others, and that just builds.
Yeah,
it does.
I think the tactile quality of clay and just moving things around is great, you know, and it's just not everyone can take art classes here at the high school based on just, you know, the trajectory that they follow. And so the Empty Bowls Club has been another way to get students into this classroom, you know, and so it's been phenomenal just to kind of, for me as a teacher, an elective teacher, I've been able to meet so many more students through Empty Bowls, which is great. And then, you know, having students be in the club year after year, and then also having, you know, been running the Empty Bowls Club for almost a decade, you know, it's become a family affair, and you've got sisters and siblings, and it's just phenomenal to see that, you know, that trajectory and that kind of handing of the baton to one student to the next within the same family. It's just been an interesting surprise. When I first started Empty Bowls, I didn't think anyone would be, or restarting it, I didn't think anyone would be interested. And so the fact it's become what it is today, mm-hmm. and huge. So many different hands,
you have to split
family,
up the classes.
Siblings have been a part of it. Even some of the attendees at the Saturday Open Studio have been coming for, you know, several years now.
Returning
to that event.
That's why it's a hot ticket, because there's so many people returning.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just such a fun thing, making bowls and being in this classroom. It's so fun, and I've told this to Ms. Johnson several times, mm-hmm. but over the past 3 years, this classroom has been a safe haven for me, not only me, but several other students.
Sure. Myself included.
Yep. Yeah. Me too. It's such a happy space, and it's such a happy club.
And going back to the art piece that you did, where then it kind of fell apart, and then you redid it. I mean, it was not the end of the world. It hurt.
Yes.
There was some time lost.
There was pain.
But you learned.
There was pain.
And you could reconstruct, I'm assuming the clay, because it hadn't been further treated, you could reuse that.
Yep.
So it wasn't,
We recycle a lot of clay in this classroom. Specifically, I recycle a lot of clay, more than Ms. Johnson would probably like. But
that's part of the process.
Yes. Yep. I'll take all the scraps from one piece that I'm using, put it in a baggie, put some water in it. And when I run out of clay, instead of opening a new bag,
I take
the bag that I already did. Yep. And it's brand spanking new clay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But it still carries the memories.
Mm-hmm. See? Yep.
I'm like, going back to what you said earlier about, like, doing sports and then, like, still coming to this club, being able to participate in, like, ceramics. I'm going into college for a science. I'm going for forensics. So not something that's necessarily art-oriented, but I still get to be a part of such a great art program, and mm-hmm. that's one of the key reasons that this club means so much to me, and that it was really accessible for me. It was really fun to join and know that, like, oh, this might not be exactly on the trajectory of, like, where my future is headed, but that doesn't really matter, because it's still going to be a key part of my life, because I'm making a difference, and that's going to impact my future.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just really like it here, man.
That's such a happy space.
It's just great.
Yeah.
My bowls might be a little simple, but I do try.
We like to say our bowls have character.
They do.
And they have personality.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they,
may
be a little wonky.
Well,
the biggest heartbreak is when you make a little, like, figure to go on it, and then it breaks off in the kiln.
Yeah.
Oh, my little frog, R.I.P.
But they all have their own little story behind them.
Like, didn't somebody make a giraffe, and, like, the head came off or something? That poor thing.
No.
That poor giraffe.
I know.
But he lives in our hearts.
Another lesson.
Another lesson learned.
We lose a few things. We do our best.
You win some, you lose some heads.
Right. This has been fascinating. I'm sure we could talk forever, but I think you all have busy schedules, and you probably have some other places else to go. So thank you so much for sharing some of your stories here today.
Well, thank you
for having us.
Thank you for sharing our stories.
Absolutely.
To Greater Franklin.
It means a lot.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank you. And for the listeners, I hope you enjoyed this as well. We do this as a quick reminder because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.